You're listening to Diana's Monster, the story of Diana Edith Harris and the events that transpired on February 4th, 2017, at the compound known as the Muddy Place. These include the disappearance of Alexander Carter and the arrest of cult leader Elijah Hughes. My name is Claire Connors. I'm investigating the so-called Lost Tribe of Seuss and its connections to the Paranormal Research Advocacy Group, otherwise known as PRAG. Like my predecessors, I'll be telling you the story as it happens, so if you haven't already, go back and start at the beginning.
We parked along the tree line, slightly concealed in the overgrowth of hanging tree branches and unkept grasses.
El Lugar Fangoso?
The Muddy Place. It's
a compound.
You think you
know this is
where they're keeping Marty and the detective?
Yes.
Stay close behind me.
Everett hugs a tall brick wall, searching for something with a sharp beam of light from the flashlight of a cell phone.
If I knew what you were looking for, I could help. He finds a loose brick in the wall.
And removes it.
Inside the hole in the room
is a large
plastic bag with something stuck inside.
There's
only one.
Edward tosses
it in a plastic bag. Put it on.
I tear open
the bag. Inside is what looks like a
thick brown dress.
It smells of mold
and went down.
Halloween costume?
Wait.
Do you recognize that?
Yes.
I'm sitting across from Edward Kennedy, no relation. Edward's eyes are contemplative pools which draw you in and beg you to take drink. His jawline is sharp, crisp, and neat like the crease in his dress pants. Edward's shirt tail is untucked. The top few buttons of his shirt are undone, giving me a peek of his chest hair.
What is it?
The Diana's Monster podcast. It's fake.
Fake? How do you mean?
You don't know what fake means?
Edward has agreed to talk to me about the events that took place at the Muddy Place compound in the early hours of February 4th, 2017.
I'm simply asking for a bit of clarification. How much of it is fake?
Well, my name is Edward Kennedy, and that is my voice on those clips, but...
But?
They've been altered, edited, whatever.
You're saying that what's on tape, your performance, so to speak, is just that?
Sure.
Like in a reality TV show?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you think you were coached in any way? That you were guided or, I don't know, for lack of a better term, duped?
I had sexual intercourse with a man, ma'am.
Was that the first time?
I'm sorry. How is this relevant?
You're right. My apologies. It isn't. I just mean to say that you aided and abetted in the escape of Passion Williams, a sex worker. Being held under suspicion of drug trafficking.
That's not... It wasn't...
You were fired from the Parlor Police Department.
I was, suspended. Indefinitely.
All of that just to get laid?
Xander had a way about him. He could get you to do or say things before you knew you were doing or saying them.
He manipulated you?
Yes.
Is it true that you're married, Mr. Kennedy?
I am, separated, to be truthful.
Why?
Again, I don't see the relevance.
Alexander Carter is missing.
And you think I had something to do with it? With whatever you think happened that night?
You were there.
So fucking what if I was there? So were about a dozen and a half other people, not to mention his friend.
Martin Cruz?
Yeah. Xander wouldn't shut up about the guy.
Do you think Alexander was in love with Marty?
I don't know what it was, but it wasn't healthy.
And you're the expert on healthy relationships?
I didn't do anything to Alexander Carter that he didn't want done to him. It was my first time on the receiving end, you know? I'd fooled around with guys in school, but when I got married, all of that had to stop. I was there at happenstance, and one thing led to another.
It just happened?
Right.
Who called you that night?
Excuse me?
At the gas station. You received a call while refueling on your journey to the Muddy Place, did you not?
I did.
A friend of mine works for a private branch exchange. Do you know what that is?
No.
A private branch exchange, or PBX, maintains, organizes, and facilitates a large number of telephone lines within an organization. Each connected device, such as a fax machine, is given an extension.
Okay.
Calls can be made from one extension to another within the network, but they can also be made to and received from an external line.
How fascinating. Tell me more.
When you call IT, often those calls are monitored and recorded to ensure quality
control. Your friend works for the place that recorded that call.
Correct. The Muddy Place compound employs a PBX, the upside to the corporatization of churches. Someone called you from the Muddy Place that night. They told you where to find the hidden robes in the wall and where to go. They were helping you lead Alexander Carter there. Why?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you working for Elijah Hughes, the man in the smoking jacket?
There's a moment of silence that hangs between us, stale, intangible silence. Edward doesn't look me in the eyes. He turns away, nervously biting his lips. I'm unsure of what to say, so I say nothing and let the silence hang. I repeat the question.
Are you working for the man in the smoking jacket, Edward?
Working? Am I working for? Jesus. No, I don't. No, I'm not. I would never work for that man.
Who are you working for?
Edward is flustered, emotional. There are tears forming in those deep blue eyes.
Whose side are you on?
It's not that simple, ma'am. It's not as simple as that. You think that there are sides to this, but you're wrong. It's not black and white. It's not like that.
Then what's it like? Explain it to me, please. I want to know. Help me understand.
It all goes back to PRAG.
The Paranormal Research Advocacy Group? I've looked into them. I couldn't find anything worth pursuing. There's nothing there but a bunch of crackpots and conspiracy theorists.
There are many groups and people claiming to represent PRAG. Over the years, it's become harder and harder to differentiate the faithful from the fraud.
Like the Illuminati or the Freemasons? Everyone wants to join, to wield power.
But power is beside the point. Power is useless to the wielder if one does not know how to wield it.
So what is PRAG? What exactly are they advocating for?
Transparency. Absolute and unrestricted access to information pertaining to the paranormal.
Sounds a little X-Filesy.
Fox Mulder? He is not.
There are those who seek knowledge and wish to spread that knowledge, and there are those who wish to gain knowledge and keep it from others, to use knowledge against one another. Elijah Hughes and his people are the former.
Do you believe in the Six?
I don't know what I believe. I believe in verifiable facts and logic and science. PRAG is composed of scientists and academics who wish only to prove the existence of the paranormal to better understand the universe. Elijah Hughes and the Lost Tribe of Seuss yearn for the Day of Judgment, where the wrath of the Six will be unleashed upon every dimension.
Lucky, isn't it, that Elijah Hughes is in prison?
Yeah, lucky.
In times of economic crisis, war, or the changing of political tides, church attendance goes up. It's not hard to see why. When uncertainty strikes, people turn to God for answers. In this way, it's easy to see how men like Elijah Hughes, eloquent and charismatic, can attract a following. Men like Elijah claim to have the answers. But Elijah Hughes is a charlatan and a fool. He is a murderer of many, and he has been struck down. Elijah Hughes and several members of the Lost Tribe of Seuss are in custody. The victims of their repeated attempts at conducting a ceremony, which was designed to allow passage into our world by pagan gods, have been documented and assembled. These crimes date back nearly 6 decades. Day by day, more information on the so-called Lost Tribe of Seuss is being unearthed. For now, Elijah Hughes and his Lost Tribe can do no more harm. But if you cut off the head of the mythical Hydra, do 2 more not sprout to greet you? With Elijah Hughes in custody, it's only a matter of time before someone picks up where he left off. Edward claims that Elijah Hughes and the Lost Tribe of Seuss and the Paranormal Research Advocacy Group are similar in practice, but differ in execution and their final goal.
Back to the call, Edward. Who was calling you?
My wife.
Your wife was at the money place?
She was captured in the raid.
Your wife works for PRAG. She was working from the inside to bring down the Lost Tribe.
We weren't there to bring anyone or anything down. We were there to observe, to see if it was real.
Why?
Edward claims that he and his wife were working with PRAG to monitor the activities of the tribe. They were there not to stop the ceremony, but to witness it. But I have to wonder, how can the people of the so-called Paranormal Research Advocacy Group stand idly by while Elijah Hughes and his people murder innocent men and women?
Religion and science aren't mutually exclusive, ma'am. Before a scientific theory can be accepted, it needs to be tested and observed. It needs to lend itself to duplication. Don't you know that?
You think that faith can be scientifically tested? I don't believe that.
You will.
Just 1 more question, Mr. Kennedy.
Go ahead.
What?
Radio KUEW.
Orr wrote that there is no sadder and more deplorable sight than a fallen church. Wrote John, wash me clean from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. I shall pay my penance for my wrongdoing. I am being tested. For mine is not the first holy temple to succumb to flame, nor shall it be the last. But mark my words, I will persevere. the six shall rise in time.
What happened to the pig?
Next time on Diana's Monster.
Hey guys, it's Kyle, and I voice the character of Ed Kennedy in Diana's Monster. We hope you enjoyed the season. This season, we'll be answering your questions and addressing your theories online. So follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Diana's Monster for more.